it has been handled very, very badly because we haven't talked about it. There's an interesting documentary at the moment, the comedian Will Ferrell, who, you know, is a fantastic comedian. And years ago, a man who helped him get, you know, supported him get up, getting up in life and Saturday Night Live and so on, has, you know, is transitioning to a woman. And he goes on a road trip with him, but it's very honest and very raw, you know, where Will Ferrell is struggling with it all. And it's a very real and human. So we need to talk about this. And I think this ruling, you know, does bring clarity. It looks at the equality legislation in Britain and defines, you know, in terms of the equality legislation, what a woman is and what a, well, in this case, what a woman is, but also what a man, because, as you know, it works in different directions. So we need to have this conversation. I think we can strike the balance. It's been handled terribly. I think we can strike the balance between being compassionate to the small amount of people who find themselves in that situation, but also to reassure women like Danielle about how we handle this, and we need to deal with it. And we're going to have to deal with the legislation in Ireland, because unfortunately it isn't clear. So this is one of those difficult issues that we need to grapple with. People need to be allowed to speak their opinion without being accused of one thing or another. On either side of the debate, it's an important ruling. It brings clarity, and now we need to deal with it in Ireland too.
Are you clear in your mind what a woman is? Do you believe a woman is, as the law in Britain now finds, that a woman is a biologically born woman? Or do you think in this country we should also accept, in terms of access to women's spaces and sport, that someone who finds themselves as a woman and receives that recognition from the state is also a woman?
In my view, and this is a personal opinion, to me, a woman is an adult female and a man is an adult male. However, I am extremely compassionate to somebody who feels that they're in the wrong body, wants to transition. I want to give them every right in terms of gender realignment. But we need to do it in a way that brings everybody with us and doesn't threaten, particularly women. You know, we look at the debate in Scotland, very divisive. This should not have been an issue that threatened women in general, and it's been handled terribly. So that's my own view.